Five Ways to Spend Time with God When Life Gets Busy, written by Courtney Richard, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap, if we faint not. Life gets busy. Trust me, I know it. Some of us have kids, housework, errands to run, dinner to cook, extracurricular activities to drive our kids to, ministry responsibilities, and tasks that need our immediate attention. For some, there may be schoolwork that needs to get done, college or online courses for seminary, or deadlines from work that need to be met on time. Nevertheless, in the midst of all our busyness, we have got to make time to spend with our Heavenly Father. He longs for us to spend time with Him, no matter how busy life gets. Are you busy today? Meaning, do you have a lot to do? Is your to-do list full to capacity? Let me ask you two more questions. Do you sense that God is calling you to a deeper walk with Him? Or are things great with you? If you've already created balance in this area, that's great. But if not, or if you wouldn't mind grabbing a few extra tips, here's a helpful list of five ways to spend time with God when life gets busy. Create a place in your home that is nice and peaceful, where you can sit down with a hot cup of coffee or tea to pray, talk to God, journal your thoughts or fresh insight from the Lord. Make sure to have your Bible, pen, and notebook ready to gain new revelation and encouragement from His Word. Change scenes by visiting a local coffee shop or bookstore. Bring your Bible, books, a journal, or do your devotion there. Be open to share what you're reading with someone who may just happen to walk up to you and ask what you're studying or reading. This is a great way to be a light in the place too. Simply be in His presence. This can take place when you first sit up in bed in the morning or at some point in your day. It's a moment when you purposefully stop what you're doing and take a moment to just be still in His presence. It can even happen in your parked car before rushing out of it to start the work day or errands. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth." He owns everything, including time. So spend it with Him. Take time to breathe and sit in His presence. Grab a Christian film from Walmart, your local Christian bookstore, the Red Box, Netflix. They have a faith and spirituality movie section. From your video collection at home, or go to your local theater and take a load off. Get some popcorn and just relax to a great, wholesome film that will pour life into you. It's a great way to escape your world of busyness and grow in your faith at the same time. Take a long ride. Get away for a little while. Get away from the housework, kids, hubby, fiance, schoolwork, assignments, to-do list, and take a ride. It's a great way to talk to God, have a good cry, and or a moment to just break away from the normal routine and group. Personally, I do all of the above. And don't forget to rest. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap, if we faint not." But it also tells us that Jesus is right there willing and ready to give us a time of rest in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. But it also tells us that Jesus is right there willing and ready to give us a time of rest in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." So yes, we have work to do, and we need to do what needs to be done. Quite naturally, life does get busy. But Jesus comforts us by reminding and nudging us that He will give us rest. Yes! There's nothing like His supernatural rest. It just feels so good. But He also gives us wisdom to know when we need to slow down enough to spend time with our Heavenly Father. Think about it. Even in all the work that Jesus did when He was here on earth, He still found time to rest and spend time with His Father in prayer. He knew that He could do nothing without being connected to Him. What a great example for us. We need to spend time with our Lord, even when life gets busy.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.